All right, so we are just here. This is a Patreon exclusive talking about the latest fiction, which would be Falling Stars. This will be going up probably on Monday or so, hopefully. I don't know how long this is going to take to edit, but it's going to be pretty unedited.
So if you haven't read Falling Stars, pause, read it.
And why haven't you?
Okay, you've had time to unpause and listen to us again.
Yes.
This is one of the longer stories, 10 pages long with a few art pieces, so. But wow. Just okay. Wow. Okay.
So since we're just starting this now on the Imperial cycle, what happened in the last fiction? Not the last fiction. Was it the last?
You mean Last Stone Played?
Yeah, the Last Stone Played.
Okay, so Last Stone Played, we saw the death of the Emperor.
Spoilers. Spoilers, yeah.
That's been a given.
Okay. So anyways, because this is spoiler talk. You're screwed, and this is Steve and Buell here.
Since I have not kept up with it, and I blame the fact that I've been working 20 hours.
The shock of that one was more, who killed the Emperor?
Yeah. You want to guess?
No, I'm not going to guess, because, well, there's so many possibilities. I know if we look at the old L5R, or old 5R as we call it, I believe it was Kachiko. No, Kachiko. Well, I don't remember who did it. The old one.
It was Shoji. After asking permission to kill the person who was going to be a problem for the Empire.
Yeah. That was awkward. But this one is even more awkward because it is... Da-da-da, Satori, the Imperial air quotes, air, end air quotes.
Yeah, in Last Stone Played, Huntai told Satori, hey, let's go shave our heads and go off to, you know, travel and be monks and all that. Satori's like, oh yeah, sounds great. Wait a minute, that means I don't get to be emperor. Ha!
Stop, shank.
And guess what sword he used to kill his father?
I'm going to say it's one of the blood swords.
Nope, not a blood
worse.
Sword.
Worse?
Worse to have been used.
Worse to have been used, I should say.
Oh, shit. You're going to have to tell me because I'm...
The Imperial Sword. Oh,
the Ancestral Blade of the Huntai, the Kunshu.
So guess what's got the blood of his family on it?
Yeah. Basically, regicide has happened.
Yes. Patricide slash regicide.
And then really quick, Kachiko's body double stumbles in, screams, freak out. In comes Kachiko and Aramoro. Blah, 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 stuff happens. Aramoro is sent to kill Satori. Because Satori, there's three people who currently know about the edict he was going to send out to say, hey, screw my eldest son. He's a goddamn idiot. My youngest son is now going to be emperor.
And until he's old enough, Shoju's going to be the regent.
So Shoju knows, Satori knows because he wrote it, and the emperor knew. The Mia knew too.
I don't remember. I don't think so.
Maybe.
Okay, I now need to make sure I catch up on all. And this is all online fiction, not
yes.
The...
Yes, this is the last Stone Played.
I'm going to have to download all of the online fiction, which I've printed out. I was starting to print them out all, that way I have them in hard copy.
I believe the Last Stone Played was written by Robert Denton III.
And he definitely gives a lot of credit to Katrina Ostrander. For being the editor. And it was just like, that one was like, oh my god. And this one was not as much, oh my god. And more for me as a Scorpion player, let me sing, Aramoro fucked up, Aramoro fucked up, la 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 la, again.
And as a Crab player, I would say, it's a scorpion doing what the scorpion is supposed to.
And failing because they are not being good scorpions. They're not focusing on the duty. If it was Aramaro, I'm just going to go by Yogo Sojibo. Now, this is Yogo Sojibo. He's probably in a very similar position status-wise as Aramaro. Very similar. He could probably walk into, he would walk in, like if he was chosen to assassinate the Imperial champion, as in his current position, he'd walk in, say, I have a message for you. It must be delivered to the Emerald Champion immediately. Go in there. Have a poison sake.
Of course Sojibo would have sake.
Pour it out for both of us. And we'd both drink it and both die.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is the Scorpion way.
That is the Scorpion way. Aramaro just said, oh, I'm just going to gank this motherfucker. I'm going to gank him.
Yeah. And that leads us into the Falling Stars.
That leads us into the Falling Stars.
So, you know, we've got a whole, you know, King's Landing issue going on here.
I have no idea what that is.
That'd be Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Like I said, I have no idea what that is.
No, that's for the people out there who are also Game of Thrones fans, but let's not cross genres, please.
Yeah.
Stories. It's pretty much the same genre.
No. No.
So it's not just the fact that they're out to kill Tatori. They're killing all the words in there was that they're going to kill all the lions in the palace. And that includes Tatori and his wife.
They said that?
I believe I read that.
No, they just want to kill everybody who knows about the edict. That was in the last stone play that she told them to. No, they wanted to kill all the members in the Imperial Emerald Emerald Champion's house in the Imperial Capital.
Which would make Tatori his wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whoever was in there at the moment, because they totally screwed up.
Yeah, Akoto Kaede. Oh, ugh. Sorry, that hurts for me to say.
I know. I'm sorry.
I want my Kaede back. Only all the good parts and
not the bad shit.
And not the bad shit. The Akoto part. Go away.
Yeah.
Hint: I'm a phoenix.
So in other words, they're starting to go with some of the storylines of Old 5R.
Kind of.
I said with some of.
Some of, yes.
And so Aramaro fails to poison him.
Oh, to poison him, yeah.
He attempts to poison him first with poison darts and fails. And even leaves evidence of pinholes.
I told you, fails.
Yeah.
He's a scorpion?
Yeah.
WTF?
And then
he should be put to a tree at this point for this bad.
Yeah, in the Traitor's Grove.
And winds up having to go into an actual combat. And, you know, if it weren't for the fact that the underlings of Aramaro were more beneficial to this combat... Aramaro would have died.
Oh yeah, no. I was actually more expecting Aramaro to die.
That would have been an interesting twist.
I would have loved to see that, but it's like, oh great, his underlings. And honestly, reading that, his underlings could have just straight up, stabbed Tori.
Yeah,
done. But yeah. I am 100% sure Aramaro said, "I am getting the kill and blow on this motherfucker."
Uh huh.
Yes, I swear a lot. This will not be edited out.
This is Patreon, so.
Aramaro was just being greedy and
vain.
Being a stupid dick.
Yeah. It's being Aramaro.
No. He that's not Aramaro in my...
In this edition.
Oh, in this edition. Yeah, because the original edition, he's actually a true scorpion, not a stupid idiot.
No, this edition, he's a stupid idiot.
If he had just said, do whatever it takes to kill him, if it comes to combat, they would have succeeded. They would have killed him.
Yeah. But no, no, he did not.
And, you know, before he could ensure that
Tatori?
Yeah, thank you. Before he could ensure that Tatori was dead, he came close. But before ensuring that he was dead, he
buggered
had to run off with his tail between his legs before the guard caught wind of him.
Oh, yeah. And previous to all this, Kaede had a vision of falling stars and was like, oh, no. And I don't know how she got this, but she said, oh, no, Tatori's in trouble. Basically, her
Shugenja sense.
Yeah. If you think about it, what is a star?
I know.
But a light of heaven.
Yeah, that's...
And Hantai is...
But how did she know that it was Tatori, not Hantai?
She's a void Shugenja.
Yeah, it's void Shugenja.
It's the force. Plot.
Yeah, it's also the aspect, if you look at... So you've got the Hantai, who is the top, then his champions, the Emerald Champion, the Jade Champion, Sapphire Champion. So those fall under him. So if the stars are falling, and it's more than one, then it's, oh, we have the heavens... falling, and that will include the champions.
Yep. So, yeah.
at least that's what I see from my point of view, based on...
That's what they were going for. Marie Murdoch was the one who wrote this.
Yes.
She was going for that.
And, you know, this is a great, amazing story. I love it. And just before, you know... I'm not doing well today. Just before he dies, he doesn't quite die. He's not quite dead.
He's only mostly dead.
He's mostly dead.
Well, good thing better.
Exactly.
And Kaede brings him back in a really cool sequence that definitely worth reading.
It's probably going to wind up in the... whatever book has the void spells in it.
Yeah.
Which probably won't be for a while.
But you know, the person I feel the worst for in this whole thing is Seppo Nishikawa. You know, the Marie wrote such a great part of emotion, even just a few words with Ishikawa. Because, you know, he's like, aw, Tatori is alive. That means I don't get Kaede.
I'm just...
But she wrote a much better way than what I just said.
Yeah. And that was the problem. It's like, is it Seppun Ishikawa or Shiba Ishikawa?
Seppun.
Okay.
I just double-checked.
You double-checked? Cool. Yeah.
And here we were going to have Steve read the story.
By the way, Steve, Buell, yes. If you got time, not around the table. That's where we are right now, around the table. Yes. At the table is doing L5R fiction readings.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah.
Busy. Meet me at the table, or is it just called at the table? Because there is a
double check.
Because there is a YouTube channel that's called Meet Me at the Table. He pretty much does a lot of board games, and I actually been watching him.
It is. See who can get there. The table is yours.
Oh, the table is yours.
Different one. It's a podcast?
Yes. Very worthwhile listening to. They've recently had Trevor Kuba, who is.
And they're only about six. Like, the longest one here is 33 minutes, yeah, and that's her father's doc.
Kaito Kasori records for it. I can't remember other people, but other podcasters. Well, Trevor just did.
What was the name of it?
The Table is Yours.
So they're nowhere near where we are, but anyways, yes, go watch them. We are plugging the hell out of those guys.
Yeah. Cuz if they weren't doing it, I might have had to do it.
Yeah.
Hey, and if they ever ask me to record something for them, I am all for it. I would happily read for them.
We all would be available for reading.
Not me, no.
Actually, I wouldn't, because I've had people tell me that I need to slow down.
Okay, Steve and I would be happy to read for them.
Very much so.
If it wasn't for the fact that I speak so fast that people have problems understanding me, I'd be happy too.
Yeah.
All right, well, we should probably wrap this up because we need to clean up and skedaddle.
Predictions. Junzo is going to kill Kachiko. Yogo Junzo, that is. That's his betrayal to Soju. He's not going to open any Black Scrolls. He's going to be really cool. He's going to be Uncle Junzo until he kills Kachiko, which, yay.
Yeah. And let's just finish it off with our tagline.
Let's not say we did.
Oh, I like our tagline.
I hate it. The only reason why I use Grasp of Earth... that's the only reason why I use Grasp of Earth, because it's the only offensive spell I can get right now.
Yeah, well...
And you can't Jade Strike.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ending it there.
This is Buell. How am I doing? 3, 2, 1. Splinters of Jade is a work of fiction and is not affiliated with Fantasy Flight Games or Esmond International. The music is used with permission from Darren Curtis. More of his music can be found on SoundCloud, Bandcamp, or his website, DarrenCurtisMusic.com. Our logo was designed by Nix and Amelia. More of her art can be found on Etsy. Recording, editing, and sound design is by Brent Thorson. Story is conceived by Chris Garvey. You can follow us on Twitter at SojPodRPG, that's at SojPodRPG. On Facebook at facebook.com/SojPodRPG and SojPodRPG.podbean.com. You can message us at SojPods@gmail.com and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/SojPodRPG to get exclusive episodes and extras. Please leave us a rating and review on iTunes, Google Play, and your podcast player of choice. Thank you for listening, and remember, if you can't Jade Strike it, grasp it with Earth.